What's up, Sooner family? This is Coach B bringing you Here Comes the Boomer episode. I don't know, but irrelevant. I'm going to talk to you guys about the Iowa State game. Obviously, you see on Twitter, a bunch of Sooner fans unpleased by the way the defense played in that game. But to them, I'm going to have to tell you, they might have to get over it. Because... I mean, we held Montgomery to, under 100 yards rushing, but, I mean, we let a new quarterback come in and pass for over 350 yards, I believe. So, I mean, we're going to have to do something. I mean, obviously, but I'm not going to be upset. Ain't gonna fire Mike Stoops just yet. I mean, anything could have been a issue. The heat. I mean, it was hot, almost 100 degrees down there. So, I mean, I know them boys are used to playing in the heat, but you know that could have been, it could have been something. So, I mean, take into consideration everything, and obviously we had. Parnell Motley getting roasted out there on the corner, but I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop that Butler guy for ICU. I mean, straight up, honestly, he's going to go in the first round somewhere in the NFL, and he's going to be a hoss in the NFL. I mean, that cat is just outrageously big and got hands, man. Got hands. But Parnell Motley was overmatched. Hell, everybody was overmatched against that guy. You could have put anybody you wanted on him, and I don't think it would have done much difference. Open field tackling. I mean, we definitely got to get better at that. That one touchdown, I mean, he went through like five Sooners, and it was kind of embarrassing. You hate to watch that, but, you know, stuff happens. Count your lucky stars and collect a W and go back next week and, you know, try to play better, I guess. But, you know, overall, I'm proud of you know, just winning the football game, you know, being as we lost in Norman last year. So, coming out in Iowa with a 10-point victory was satisfying enough to me. I mean, defense definitely could have played better, but, I mean, you take it for what it's worth, and you hope they come out, you know, this weekend against Army and shut them down. And which, you know, that's all we can hope for. But honestly, I believe we'll play much better, obviously. You know, we didn't get any luck. Clemson didn't lose, or... nobody in the top five lost, really. So, I mean, we're stuck number five. You know, I'm ready to just get into the playoff spot, you know. And as long as we can keep winning, we'll stay there. So, I mean, I imagine as long as we keep winning, we'll get there anyways. But I'm just ready to be there as a fan, I guess. Well, Kyler Murray had a great game, man. With Rodney Anderson being gone, he's my Heisman front runner for our Sooners, of course. But I think he went like 21 for 29 with 348 yards and three touchdowns, 77 yards on the ground as well. He led the Sooners in that category. Just all around great performance from that dude. He's a monster. I mean, it don't get no playing put in that. I mean, Marquise Brown, believe it or not, he had like 150 yards. He might even had all of his yards in the first half. I don't really remember targeting much in the second half. But, yeah, he had like 190 yards. And all that was basically the first half football. I mean, if he'd have went out and had the same second half, he'd have been sitting on 300-something-odd yards. You know, maybe more. Who knows? But, overall, We had some good play calls. I mean, Marquise Brown was able to burn them, like I said, and score for us. I mean, we even had the guy in the fullback position make a play. So, you know, it's nice to see everybody on the offense clicking. You know, we went 3-and-out a couple of times. We really ain't used to that, you know, being as Baker Mayfield was our quarterback. But, I mean, hey, not everybody could be like him. So, you just take it for what it's worth. I mean, gave up too many yards defensively. You know, we're definitely going to have to clean that up, before we start playing the Will Greers and the Sam Ellingers. And not saying that he's a good quarterback, but I'm saying I didn't know this guy was a quarterback at all. So, I mean, you never know who's going to have a good game. And that day, it was him. And it seems to be quarterbacks for the most part. I mean, these past couple of games, we've faced new quarterbacks. And they beat us up, to be honest with you. I mean, not so much the previous 2 weeks as it was this week, but, you know, it was non-conference. I mean, I expected FAU to put more points on the board than they did, and we ended up running them clean out of Norman. I mean, UCLA, they got whooped. We gave up points on this one. I mean, I expected it, but I didn't want to, you know, as a fan. Never want to give up points. But, I mean, you know they went back into the locker room knowing that they didn't play their best football defensively, maybe even offensively. I see Curtis Bolton tweeted that, you know, it was just a shame. And that might be because he dropped that interception there at the end. But, you know, you could tell these guys, you know, they're hurt about their performance, and even though it brought a W, it probably felt like a loss to them. You know, you give everything, give all the offensive credit. I mean, defense definitely went out and did their job and made the stops when they needed to. But we just, you know, the big plays we did give up, I mean, they cost us a lot. You know, we got to clean that up, clean up certain penalties. I mean, you know, I like seeing Kyler Murray running the ball like he's doing, but, you know, I don't want to see him get injured. So we need to figure out what's going on with that backfield and, you know, get Trey Sermon going, man. He needs to, I ain't saying he hadn't been. I'm just saying that, well, okay, yes I am. I'm saying he hadn't been the same preacher man that I seen back last year. You can take that however you want it, but for me, he just ain't. Marcellus Sutton, I mean, that's the dude for me. That's the guy I want to see in action, taking that number one role, even though it's going to be hard. Sermon is obviously a great back, but it's going to be, it's going to be a battle between them. I think Marcellus will get it. He's just been dynamite. I mean, I don't know. He's faster to me. And, you know, obviously you guys seen him with that hurdle. So, you know, he's athletic. Man, just... And he got laid out at the end of that and got right back up. Thank God he did. Yeah. With injuries, man, I know injuries are a big thing for the Sooners now. I mean, it seems like every big player we have is going down on an injury, and it's not, you know, it might not be major, but like we almost lost Marcellus Sutton. They end up coming back in the game, surprised me. It didn't look too good from where I was sitting. But, you know, can't account for those. Just keep going, man. I hope, and you know, in the second, third, fourth spots, man, they can pick up some slack. But you know, thank God that didn't happen. But there's always that, man, just what if, you know? I mean, it's tough. I mean, we still got Kennedy Brooks and TJ Pledger, but you know, those are guys you want to save, you know, if you're the Sooners, because I mean, they could be just bombed together. But when we get Spencer Rattler and I mean, you want to keep your youngsters, you know, let the red shirts be red shirts for this year, obviously. Let them get their game time in if they can, and I mean, I'm really expecting a good season out of these guys. I like to see them play. I'd love to see them, like TJ Pledger, I'd love to see him like run against, you know, first strings. And, but you know, we got to step out to a comfortable size lead and make sure these guys stay healthy. I mean, and then at that point, it's hard to see the ones, because once we take ours out, most of the time they're pulling theirs. So, I mean, it's hard, but we'll eventually get to see it. I mean, we obviously seen what he did in high school. I mean, we know he's got incredible talent, all of these guys. So in that running back position, I feel like we'll be just fine. I mean, yeah, as long as we can keep what's healthy, you know, as long as these boys can remain healthy and we don't lose any more, you know, Kyler, stay healthy. And, I mean, if he can be as efficient as these last three games all season long, I mean, that dude's looking at, I mean, just great stuff. Oh, man, you guys know. I mean, we watched Baker do it last year, and, I mean, we're watching it again this year. We're just like, dang, man, how do we end up so lucky? How do we end up with Kyler Murray and the Baker Mayfields and the Marquise Browns and CD Lambs and the, you know, man, it's just, you know, the Bookies. I'll tell you how. It's one of the greatest program in America. And in my personal opinion, of course, I believe that. But, I mean, it is. It feels like a blessing, though. Just, I mean, we can start true freshmen in positions. And, I mean, they can just go out there and make plays we hadn't seen in 5-6 years as a Sooner fan, if not longer. It's just incredible. But, like, you know, like I said, I mean, we still got a lot of maturing to do defensively, even though that defensive line's looking stout. I mean, didn't give up 100 yards, like I said, to ISU or Montgomery. And he's one of the best running backs in the league. I mean, so, with that being said, we did our job. We got to tackle better. I mean, it's, you know, Mike Stoops' job and that defensive staff job to make sure that, you know, these guys are tackling. I mean, there's no reason why we should be one hand wrapping people and like running into them, hitting them, and I mean, it's not gonna get them down. These ain't the little schools anymore, and maybe it was a wake up call for them, and I hope it was. I mean, yeah, we got by with the W, but I'm sure it probably felt like a loss to them. That defense. Just because, I mean, you know, they weren't expecting to give up that much, but nobody wants to get outplayed by a quarterback making his first start. I wouldn't. I didn't, and we did. Kyler Murray, I would give probably the only reason why we ended up with the W. But a lot of ifs to that. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, it is what it is. But enough about that. We got Army Saturday. I ain't going to be on TV. Somebody was talking about pay-per-view. All right. I love my Sooners to death. Really do. I really, really don't want to have to pay pay-per-view to watch them play Army. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is about the most bogus game ever. I mean, we should kick their butts, but that's why I ain't paying for it. If it was going to be a good, decent game, maybe. But no, I ain't paying. I love my Sooners. You guys don't get me wrong at all. But that's outrageous. I don't know if you have to pay for one game or you have to pay for a whole year. But I ain't doing that. I'll figure out a way to watch it. I have somebody on Twitter live streaming to me in the stands or something. Gotta watch them. But I ain't paying no pay-per-view price for OU and IS. That's just ridiculous. Or, I mean, Army. Crazy. Ain't happening. We should blow them out of the water. Defense should already know what's coming. I mean, this whole week should be nothing but stopping the freaking run, man. Stopping the option. Quarterback keeper, obviously, is going to be a problem, I think. Just going to have to be able to... That front seven's going to have to do their job. I mean, as long as they do that, then we should come out there with a nice W. Hopefully, we can keep them out of the end zone more times than we did ISU, but... Can't make any promises right now. It's hard to tell. You know, you don't want to see wishy-washy defense from the Sooners, especially as a fan, you know. That's what we seen last year. Ended up roasting our tails in the Rose Bowl game. And, you know, I understand that's why most of the Sooner fans are upset. I mean, I understand that. I mean, but then again, you have to think, this wasn't no cakewalk going into it anyways, because in my opinion they had the momentum by beating us last year in Norman, okay? So that put more momentum on them. And then, you know, that quarterback, he was able to come out and just light the scoreboard up, man. I mean, oh, that number 18, man, just roasted us. I mean, glad to see Parnell Motley got the pick at the end, because they picked on him all game long, and I hated to see him have such a bad game. It's really a bad half for him. It's like a bad second half. So, I mean, you could have put anybody there, like I said, and I still believe it would probably have been the same outcome, because that dude is just, like, massive. I mean, I don't know many receivers that are 6'6", 240, something. No. He's going to be a stud in the NFL. Yeah, but with that being said, I guess I'm going to wrap it up and get out of here. If you hadn't already, find me on Spotify. Find me on Twitter. Give me a shout. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Any questions? If you want me to answer some questions in the next podcast, hit me up on Twitter and I'll be more than happy. If you want to be on the podcast, hit me up. Be more than happy to have you on. With that being said, I think that's about it. You guys, if you hadn't watched or went to YouTube and like and subscribe RJ Young, y'all should do that, especially if you're a Sooners fan. This guy's OU knowledge is beyond boundaries. He definitely knows his game. Go check him out. Let him know I told you. Check out Sooner Football Fans, if you hadn't, the podcast. Those guys are really good, really smart. Always have a good time on there. Can't wait till next time I'm able to actually record with those guys. yeah, man, you guys have a great week. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Retweet it on Twitter. Like it. Let people know. Yeah, you guys have a great week. Boomer Sooner, I'll see you on Saturday. If anybody got any more information about how I can watch the game on Saturday from South Carolina, hit me in the DMs on Twitter. But yeah, talk to you guys later. Boomer Sooner, I'm out.